I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. All of Colorado's colleges and universities will allow students to apply for free one day next month. It's the third time all 32 public colleges and universities and several private ones have hosted a free day. Only about half of Colorado high school seniors go on to college, university, or a certificate program. Angie Piccioni leads the Colorado Department of Higher Education.
Applications to college typically cost around $50. So if you want to apply to four colleges, that's $200. And that's a lot of money.
All application fees will be waived on October 13th. The state's higher education department also encourages students to fill out the federal aid application. Colorado students typically leave about $50 million of grant aid on the table. Colorado continues to see a surge in people wanting to sign up to be election judges. Poll workers, also known as election judges, check signatures on ballots, pick up ballots from drop boxes, and run vote centers. These bipartisan teams often include a lot of older people. But this year, counties have more young people interested, and more overall than there are slots available. Drug overdose deaths increased in Colorado during the coronavirus pandemic. The Gazette reported that 128 people died of overdoses in May across the state, nearly doubling the average from recent years. State Health Department data reported 73 deaths in 2019, 79 in 2018, and 64 in 2017. Mental Health Center of Denver President Dr. Carl Clark said that the pattern of overdose deaths is predictable and is likely to get worse as the pandemic continues. He said stressful events such as a pandemic increases anxiety, depression, and substance abuse. It will be especially important to get your flu shot this year, but less than half of Americans typically get the vaccine. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports, that low number could be thanks to misconceptions.
Earlier this year, an American Academy of Family Physicians survey revealed a high percentage of Americans are misinformed about the flu. For instance, when presented with a series of facts about influenza, 80% of respondents got at least one fact wrong, and 28% got all of them wrong. Kim Detai with the Wyoming Department of Health says people also underestimate the flu.
Most people are able to bounce back, so it's familiar, and they think, well, you know, I'll get better. They don't take it as seriously, but every year we see hospitalizations, we see deaths, we see some people be pretty sick with it.
The survey also found that millennials were the least likely group to get the vaccine and the most misinformed. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
This is Aspen Public Radio News.